Your names?
Mackenzie Barris.
Naveed Nasser.
We're standing outside the D.C., what, jail?
Mm-hmm. First District
First
Jail.
First District Police Station/jail, yeah.
It's a little after midnight.
Yeah.
It's been a long day. It started with the
Indeed.
Nationals versus Diamondbacks game. You went to see the game?
We did. We went to see the game. I hear the Nats won.
You didn't get to see the finish?
I did not, no. Did you?
I did not either, no. I hear it was scintillating, though.
We've actually now been barred, so we won't be seeing any more Nationals games.
My life is not going to be the same 1 year without any Nats games.
The game was interrupted.
Yes,
I hear. Do you know anything about that, Naveed Nasser?
A few interlopers and troublemakers managed to worm their way into the stadium and attempt to, and in some cases, unfurl banners that really spoke out loudly and eloquently against the SB 1070 measure that's been implemented in Arizona. I myself took part in those actions, as did Mackenzie here to my left.
What did you do, Mackenzie?
Well, I was with a group of three other people who actually ran onto the field carrying a banner that said, "Boycott racism, stop SB 1070, move the game." We gave the security officers a little bit of a workout and got our banner out on the field, and then we're stopped and escorted out.
Stop/tackled. You're getting text messages from all your friends who are saying they're seeing you on TV getting tackled.
That's right. We were manhandled just a little bit, but we're all fine.
You have a shirt that says on Legalize Arizona. This was the Arizona Diamondbacks.
That's right.
Who were playing, and the All-Star game is scheduled.
Set to be in Phoenix. And there is a nationwide movement going on to convince the Commissioner of Baseball to move the All-Star game out of Phoenix. In addition, I think we'd like to see the owner of the Diamondbacks take a stand against this law as well. He's obviously an important business leader in Arizona, and his opinion would weigh a lot. And so I think we'd like to see him take a stand as well as the Commissioner of Baseball moving the game.
Of course, my understanding is that the owner of the Diamondbacks is a major contributor to the Republican Party in Arizona. So it's, I wouldn't say impossible, but I would say it's unlikely that on his own he would do something like that. I think it takes like a very active and very determined social movement to force his hand on that. So hopefully that can be accomplished.
So as Mackenzie Barris and a couple others were on the field giving the security guards a great workout, attempting to unfurl a banner, you were in the stands attempting to unfurl a banner. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the reaction of the folks in the stands?
The reaction was very mixed. When we originally unfurled the banner, a couple of people to our left, a couple of fans, were like, "Is that a banner?" And instantly, without even knowing what was on the banner, I don't think actually that they knew what was on the banner. I could be wrong about that. But the reaction was so hostile, so virulently hostile, that maybe they did know what was on the banner. I don't know. But I mean, the look on their face was that they wanted to do me and the other person who was helping me unfurl the banner, they wanted to do us harm. We were fortunate. I was trying to sort of like talk them down. I was like, "What are you doing? We're not doing anything to you. We just want to unfurl this banner here." But they were determined and they were very violent. They were very physical. But fortunately, a couple of the other fans sort of came to our rescue. They entered the scene. They physically put themselves between those guys and us, and they started yelling at them. And it almost turned into like a fight, like a actual fist fight. But fortunately, that did not happen. But we were really thankful to those fans for coming to our aid, because it was very close to, it was almost a situation where those other fans were ripping the banner out of our hands before we even had a chance to unfurl it. So whoever they were, I'm sorry I didn't get their names. I did shake their hands and thank them personally after, you know, they did what they did. But I'm really thankful that they took the stand that they did, and they talked about free speech, and they really denounced those guys and put them in their place. So we're fortunate and we're thankful for their help.
While you were not arrested, you're banned for a year from watching the Washington Nationals lose baseball games. But Mackenzie, you were arrested, and that was hours ago. It's after midnight.
That's right. I think it's probably about 8 hours that we've been here at the lovely First District Police Headquarters.
Yeah.
It's quite a long time.
It is. It's quite a long time.
This is actually the second time that I've seen you come out of jail on this issue.
Yeah.
Was a couple months ago.
That's too bad.
you shared a jail cell with Delegate Anasol Gutierrez,
right,
and Jim Graham's staffer, Ward 1 council member, around this same issue.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I think that it really says something that I'm going to jail twice in 1 year because of laws like SB 1070, because we have a president and a Department of Homeland Security that continue to deport people in mass numbers that are going to be beefing up border security rather than implementing comprehensive immigration reform. So I have a feeling this isn't going to be the last time that there are going to be people having to commit civil disobedience before we're victorious in this movement for immigrant rights.
I think it bears saying that actually under Obama, per year, we're having more deportations than we ever had under Bush. That needs to be said. He made a lot of promises to a lot of people, and unfortunately, the only promises he's kept don't have anything to do with helping ordinary people out. It's a shame. I mean, a lot of people were invested in him emotionally, politically, and I don't want to get too far off track here, but it's 400,000 deportations is what we're on pace for this year. That's way more than any single year under Bush, and people need to keep that in mind.
Mackenzie Bearis, normally you're active along issues of justice with regards to jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a different issue? How does this affect...
No, it's really not at all. The rights of immigrants are intricately linked to the rights of workers and rights to free speech and civil rights. You can't separate those issues. And you know, we see the way that our broken immigration system, the way that aggressive policing policies impact the ability of immigrant workers to be able to organize, to be able to unite with other workers, to be able to win justice in their workplaces. We see the impact it has on communities in Washington, D.C. trying to organize against gentrification. So it's very much linked, and we consider it a core part of our mission as a workers' rights organization to support immigrant rights and to fight policies like secure communities and SB 1070.
Today's action I hope it goes viral. I don't know exactly what that
mm-hmm.
means, but I hope, and it's been picked up by the Washington Post, the LA Times, Sports Illustrated, Wall Street Journal. What do you hope, I don't know what that coverage exactly will look like, but what do you hope people viewing and reading about this will come away with?
Well, I hope that it kind of, you know, shakes people up a little bit and makes them think, oh, wait, there's something going on in Arizona that some people are upset about. And so folks who are not actually following this, right, and who aren't thinking about what that law is and what its implications are, who aren't thinking about the fact that there has been no real immigration reform, will think about that a little bit, right? We'll maybe do some reading about it, and we'll consider the point of view, and we'll consider the charges that this is, in fact, a racist law and not a law that is actually about protecting our borders.
I can tell you that some of the folks that were sitting around us after we had unfurled the banner and gone back to our seats were curious about what was on the banner, what our message was, what SB 1070 was. Who knows, maybe this was the first time they'd ever been exposed to that issue or even knew what that legislation was about. So maybe this will serve as some sort of gateway for them to find out more about what's going on and to hopefully they'll be as outraged about it as we are. They were genuinely curious and genuinely wanted to know what was going on, which I think is a very healthy thing.
What does it say about the state of our media, that the lengths you have to go to bring this dialogue, to bring this aspect of, well, it's not really, I guess, a full dialogue. It hasn't been on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the incredible lengths you have to go to have a fuller dialogue on this important issue.
No, it's true. I mean, it seems like that kind of sensationalism is what it takes. You can guarantee that if you do something crazy that results in arrest or tackling or being cut out of lockboxes or whatever, it's going to get you on the news. And that is a shame that, for example, the Washington Post isn't writing, you know, introspective articles about SB 1070, its relationship to secure communities and looking at the impact on communities here on its own without this happening.
And you worked, Mackenzie Bearis, to help. I mean, D.C., can you talk about D.C. here? It's one of the first to put a stop to secure communities.
That's right, we are. As far as I know, we are the first community in the country that actually canceled its memorandum of agreement with Department of Homeland Security to implement secure communities. That came after real community outcry, community organizing, and our city council unanimously introducing legislation to block the implementation of the program. And so the police department has had to back off, but we know that this isn't the end and that they're going to keep being federal programs that aim at getting local law enforcement involved in enforcing immigration policy. And so I think that we, as well as other communities, are going to have to keep fighting that. And we're hoping, we know that everywhere from San Francisco to Miami up to Boston, there are people fighting back against secure communities. And we hope that that continues and that this isn't the first community to reject it.
I think it was just last week that Attorney General Cuccinelli in Virginia came out with similar type legislation.
Yep.
In Arizona.
Exactly, yeah. I think, I mean, Virginia is a huge battleground. They're next door, and I think we have to think about how we work to support communities there as folks in the district.
And actually, people are wondering, Prince William County, which was a county and succeeded in large part in driving out its immigrant population, if people want to look to see a future where those kinds of laws are enacted everywhere and succeed in driving out the populations that they're targeting, and look at what's happened to Prince William County. It's become a pretty bleak place in the past like year or two since the immigrant population has left it, economically, in a whole host of ways. It's just goes back to the old saying about be careful what you wish for.
Any final thoughts you want to share? First Mackenzie, then Naveed, standing out here after midnight. I know it's been a long day.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing that really struck me, you know, there were three of us women who were arrested today, and we were with about 15 other women in a cell block for a long time. And when we explained what we were doing, you know, they kind of laughed, but then, you know, we talked about what the law was, and they said they immediately got why it was bad. And so I think that this speaks to the District of Columbia, that our residents do not overwhelmingly support this. They immediately thought about the impact it would have on their neighbors and said, oh, it's good you did that. That, like, what's happening in Arizona is wrong. We wouldn't want something like that here. And so I think that really speaks to the support that there is. And I hope that the nationals are equally understanding for why we had to disrupt their game a little bit in the pursuit of moving the major league game. And I hope that the nationals realize that the district is with us on this, and that a lot of their fans are with us too.
Any final thoughts, Naveed Nasser?
In particular, I hope the Nationals players understand what Mackenzie just said. But also, the thing I like to say is that we can accomplish this. We can force Major League Baseball and Bud Selig to move the All-Star game out of Arizona. These actions all across the country are having an effect. They are garnering a great deal of media attention. And I think we will succeed. Absolutely.
Thanks so much, guys. Mm-hmm.